Assalamu alaikum, peace be with you, and welcome to Islam and Life with me, Tariq Ramadan, broadcasting from London. In today's show, we ask the question, how important is the International Al-Quds Day for Muslim unity?
Every year on the last Friday of Ramadan, Muslims commemorate Al-Quds Day by showing their solidarity with the people of Palestine. The Palestinian cause is an indisputable aspiration shared by almost every Muslim in the world, regardless of their national, lingual, and sectarian diversities. Their collective desire to liberate Palestine and Al-Quds from the Zionists supersedes any differences they have. In the aftermath of the revolutions and the political turbulences in the Muslim and Arab world, the prospect of sectarian conflicts and civil wars ignited by the Western powers. This year's Al-Quds Day is a unique opportunity to forget all differences and to use the spiritual and liberating experience of Ramadan to come together as brothers and sisters. Muslims traditionally attempt to ignore material life and refrain from any dispute during the month of Ramadan. Can we hope that this year's Al-Quds Day will be a turning point for Muslims to get over their differences and unite for a common cause? This week's Islam and Life will ask, how important is the International Al-Quds Day for Muslim unity?
If we look at the situation now in the Muslim-majority countries, in the Middle East, in North African countries, in Asia, what we can see, and Muslims are complaining, a great deal of divisions between trends, between currents within the Sunni tradition, within the Shia tradition. People are not united and there are conflicts and divisions. Still, what we know is that the Muslims and Islam is calling the Muslims to be united and to understand that the principles of their belief is and should be stronger than their divisions. And sometimes we have in history situations, events, political situations that should unite the Muslim. Al-Quds and Jerusalem and the Palestinian liberation is a common concern for all the Muslims, Sunni and Shia, and they should be united. And this is why, adding to this, the fact that we are fasting all together, whatever is our trend, whatever is our traditions, being a Sunni or a Shia'i, what we have is people coming together and fasting together. During that time, to come back to the essential unity of our religion and to understand that the resistance and the call for the liberation of Jerusalem is essential. It's a very important call. It's a very important unifying factor for the Muslims, and this is where we should have the Muslims coming together. Is it possible after what we have witnessed in the Muslim majority countries, what is called the Arab Spring, the Arab Awakening, uprising, and people calling for freedom? Can they come together in the name of their dignity and their principles as Muslims to liberate Jerusalem in these days, the International Al-Quds Day that was important and a call for all the Muslims? These answer and these questions are very important. And to answer all these questions, I'm joined by Said Ali Raza Rizvi, Muslim scholar, writer and orator, and the president of Majlis al-Ulama Shia in Europe. Thank you so much for being with us today. Let me start with the first question, which is the centrality of Al-Quds for the Muslims. Whatever is their trend, whatever is their tradition, we know that Islam is one religion. Within Islam, we have trends, we have currents, we have traditions. How central is Al-Quds for the Muslims?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Because Quds was the first Qibla and direction of prayer, hence all Muslims give it importance. And the Holy Prophet himself has said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that there are four sacred mosques, and one of those sacred mosques is Masjid al-Aqsa, which is Quds. And hence all Muslims rever the place of Quds, and because there are many, many messengers buried in Jerusalem, including Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Quds is mentioned in the Holy Quran, Baytul Muqaddas, it is sacred to all Muslims, not only just Muslims, but also to other religions, Abrahamic religions. And hence, it can be the central pillar for all Muslims because it was the first Qibla and the Holy Prophet prayed towards it. The Holy Quran mentions that the Holy Quran, you know, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has changed the direction from Quds to Mecca while the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in Medina. But it still remains a central point for all Muslims because it is one of the most sacred places. And also, that is a place where the Holy Prophet ascended for Mi'raj, mm-hmm. for the night of ascension. He went from Mecca to Quds and from there, from Masjid Al-Aqsa, he went to the mm-hmm. heavens. So it is extremely important to all Muslims.
So this is why, for example, when we look at the reactions and the emotional support that we find in the Muslim majority countries and within the Muslim communities, wherever, it could be in the West, it could be in Asia, it could be in Africa, it could be in the Middle East, the centrality of Al-Quds, this is something which is a religious concern, but also, as you are putting it, something which has to do as a second point, which is a political concern when it comes to what is happening now.
Most surely, not only just religious, but secondly, because we strongly believe, the Muslims, all Muslims believe, that we must be against oppression and we should be supportive of the oppressed. At the moment, the whole world looks to the center of oppression, which is Palestine, and all Palestinians are feeling that oppression. So therefore, Quds earns special attention, not only just because of the religious point, but also because of the political oppression that is carried out against the Muslims in Palestine. And in the Muslims have been driven out, and they have been forced out. There was a survey carried out in Edinburgh in some years back, I do remember, probably around a decade back. And they were asking, you know, BBC was asking certain people living in the United Kingdom about who occupied the land. And they came up with the result in that survey that majority of the people living in Britain, or the people that filled out the survey, believed that it was the Palestinians who had occupied Israel. They did not even know that it was the Jews who had actually come. So, because that's how the media plays it. So therefore it is extremely important that we do support the oppressed who have no support except for Allah. And Allah demands us to speak for the oppressed. And Imam Ali in his last will has also made that statement. Yeah.
So before talking about the specificity of this International Al-Quds Day and to come to the use of it and how it can help this unity, if we look at what is happening or that what has happened over the last, let's say, 20 years. Before, it's true that when we were talking about Jerusalem, we were talking about the resistance, the perception is a unifying factor. Even in the West, in the United States of America, in Europe, it was clear that if you want to get this unity, or you will get it, or you have to face it, if you touch Palestine, you will have this unity and this strong commitment by Muslim government, by Muslims much more, by the way, than governments. Now the perception has changed. It's as if even when it comes to Al-Quds, there is a sense that there are divisions between Muslims, and we see what is happening in the world between, and sometimes, you know, even with the Shia and the Sunni, because it's quite clear today that over the last 5 years, the Shia people in Lebanon, in Iran, are perceived as much more resistant to the Israeli presence than the Sunni. So in the Sunni, or among the Sunnis, we have this concern, oh, we have to be very cautious. And it came even by, you know, scholars in Saudi Arabia saying we have to be very cautious because these are Shia. So what was unifying the Muslims is perceived now as a way of dividing them. And I think that how can we explain this and how can we solve that problem?
I think it's important to realize that that feeling may be present amongst the Muslims or amongst the Muslim governments and not amongst the Muslim people generally. The masses still feel very strongly about Quds. But people, because everything has been politicized after 9/11, people very, very strongly feel about certain issues that they should not come out very open about certain issues. And especially when the Muslim governments themselves have shunned certain norms and certain responsibilities because of their alliance with certain Western powers. And they have dropped their responsibility towards the Palestinians. So I think it is more to do with the with the, you know, it is political rather than a religious duty towards the people in Palestine. I do personally feel that it has been, you know, all the Shias feel very strongly, whether it be in Iran, in Pakistan, in Iraq, and other places, in Lebanon, very strongly about Quds, because of the enemies centralizing their efforts to hold that ground and say that we will not give up here, so we don't have to give up at other places. I think all Sunnis also, the common people, also feel strongly about Quds. It is the governments who, because of their alliance with certain Western powers, have decided to keep everything quiet and shun it from the media and not give it any coverage.
And I think it's a fair point, and this is very important, not to confuse the governments with the people. Because if we want to speak about the unity among Muslims, it's very that we have to direct our attention and our understanding towards the people much more than the governments, because we have seen over the last 60 years so many betrayals towards the Palestinians coming from the state. So if now we come to the people, and as you were saying, religiously speaking, intellectually speaking, politically speaking, the support is strong. So the people very much care about Al-Quds and about the liberation of Palestine and having, you know, getting justice over there. Now, if we want to reach these people and to go beyond only a unity out of emotions, but more a unity out of understanding and commitment, what should be done, and in which way this International Al-Quds Day can play a role coming during Ramadan, which is also unifying all the Muslims?
I think many of the community leaders and the media has played a negative role. Some of the media channels have completely blocked news about Palestine, especially during the time, because they think that it will be... You see, when an Iranian president goes and speaks in the United Nations about in support of Al-Quds, all of the Muslims demand from their political leaders and presidents that why do you not speak? So they have now banned the coverage, the news coverage on Palestine in their own countries. So it is very little. The coverage on Quds is extremely little. It has been belittled, you know, intentionally.
Yes, and even forgotten when it comes to what we are talking about, the Arab Spring, and nothing is said about Palestine.
So it is intentional, and it is with the international pressure. And sometimes it has been politicized to say that, no, you should mention Palestinians, but not in such a way that you are speaking against the Jews. And the Jews themselves say that anti-Semitic is one thing and anti-Zionism is another thing. So they themselves differentiate that. And I think we need to, by bringing the people together, what we need to do is not only that just one channel is covering it, but also through media and through the internet, if we can spread this to all of the Muslim world.
Using the alternative media, like
alternative,
internet, social network.
Yeah. You will always need to use alternative medium to deliver your message to the masses, because all, not only just Muslims, I honestly believe that let alone Muslims, even non-Muslims would support you on this issue.
Yes.
Even many of the people living in Europe and in America would support your cause, because they all feel for humanity. And if they can go to Africa, they will surely support the Palestinian cause.
Is this enough to have that support? Because as you are saying, it's true. Wherever you travel, even, you know, in any southern country, you will find that the support towards Palestinians is huge. Now we have even surveys showing that in Europe, in the Western countries, the majority of the people are supporting the Palestinian cause. 67% of the Europeans are more sensitive towards the Palestinian cause, which is completely new. You know, if you have to compare this to what the surveys in the 70s, which was completely different, very much supportive of Israel. So things are changing, but this is emotional support. The people, they care about, you know, dignity, and for they call for justice, but nothing is changing. While we are talking, and we have been talking for weeks, last year, this year, we have people going on the hunger strike, trying to get justice. The media are not talking about it. The social media, they are talking about it, but nothing is changing. And still we have this occupation and day in, day out repression, civilians being killed, homes being destroyed. So how do we go from this strong emotional unity and support to something which is more effective, because it's 60 years now. So we have a symbolic day from the symbol to the reality. Mm. How can we translate this?
I think this is an extremely important point. Many times our people feel, especially the youngsters, that if this cause had gone on for such a long time and no results have been given, so should we just give up on something? What we as Muslims must realize that our responsibility never ends. Now, we may have in the history, in the Holy Quran, it mentions that many prophets started a movement and they did not see the results of it. It was the prophets after them who came in, they saw the results. Mm-hmm. Now, it may not be us who will see the results of what we are doing. But if we stop, then there will be no results. Mm-hmm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we will always help the oppressed. Now, we surely believe, I personally do believe, that there will be a day when oppression will finish. Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam says that al-mulku yabqa ma' al-kufr wa la yabqa ma' al-dhulm, that the government may remain with disbelief, but it will never remain with oppression. So I personally very strongly do believe that even many of the Muslim countries who were oppressing their people, they have gone out. People could not even imagine that people ruling for 27, 30 years, 40 years, they will be out. They have gone out. So oppression will never continue.
So we have to call for an Israeli spring.
I think we already, by seeing the oppression on Palestinians, we must all believe that there will be help from God. Because those are oppressed people. And the oppression from that side is greater than anywhere else. And those people have been deprived of their normal human rights, their residence and their houses, the way they're living. So we surely can see there is oppression. So there will be result. But where do you want to be the part of? Do you want to be the part of the early movement where, and give up, or the later movement where you will see the results?
Yes.
And I think everyone should try and aim to be the part of this final days of the freedom. Which will be seen.
But for example, if we come now to the International Al-Quds Day, can you see that this could help to go beyond only spreading, awareness that Palestine is still important? Because the awareness is here, even with the young generations. Many people are very much surprised to see young generations in the West, in the States, in everywhere. They know that Palestine is central as a way of understanding dignity and liberation, a liberation and resistance over there. Not against Jews, but against the Zionist state that is colonizing the country and not respecting the dignity of the people. So we have to be clear on that. Having said that, now is how do we go beyond the fact that, okay, we are, I understand your point, you are in a process, we should never give up. But give up what?
Very important.
It's spreading awareness or going further than that?
I think awareness is present. We do not do everything just for the sake of awareness. Yes, certain things have to be done to make people aware, but once a movement starts, you should not give up. Give up what? This is the point that I want to make. Yes, awareness is present, but many a times you have to continuously do to remind yourselves that you are willing to make go further than just be aware. You yourself become extremely lazy and set back if you do not come out and at least speak. Then you yourself are motivating yourself to take part against oppression. And I think that should not die down. Why go to Friday prayers? You can do it at home. Why go for Hajj? Why remember so many things? Why every year you have to remind yourself of certain duties? Muharram comes every year. The month of Ramadan comes every year. Can we change it? No. It is not only just, it is a movement, a continuous struggle. Islam is all about continuous struggle. So every
in politics least, as well as
in, religion.
In spirituality and religion.
Everything. So Palestine or Quds, Al-Quds Day is a continuous struggle to remind ourselves that we are with these people. Because we ourselves, even though we are aware, we forget and we become quite set back about our support to these people. So we have to come up and say that, no, we do support these people. And it reminds me very strongly when you come out in the street and you stand up and you say, yes, I am still standing up for the oppressed. And that feeling inside you makes you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that says that, yes, oh Allah, I'm still on that struggle to support the oppressed and to stand up against the oppressor. So that struggle has to continue all your life.
But there are also things that can be done that are now people are calling even in the West that is can be related to this, because what we are saying is quite interesting is not only you are spreading awareness, but you are reminding yourself that there is something which is central in your struggle for justice, in your struggle for peace, is the dignity of the Palestinians and the liberation of Al-Quds. So this is a very important point, and people are also saying, look, any product that is coming, for example, from the occupied territories or is sell, just boycott this in order to have this BDS, you know, boycott, disinvestment and sanction, just to show that in your daily life you are not eating something which is coming, which is also a way, a non-violent way to be aware in the way you eat that you are not going to support justice. And the Muslims are not very much involved in these things. It's as if we are verbally with the oppressed, but in our daily life, not enough in our commitment.
I think that's very much true. I think awareness for ourselves, but we also have to take this awareness to many of the people who live in our environment in Europe and in North America. And I think what you know, the stats that you gave earlier on, that 67% of the people, two-thirds of the people now feel strongly about Palestine, emotionally attachment, because they're oppressed. I think that has only and only come through within the past 20 years because of the awareness that has increased. Yeah. So now this will increase. I promise you it will go over 90%. And, you know, the oppressors will be cornered. But we have to believe in our own cause. If you don't believe in yourself, then you cannot make other people believe. So you have to practically come out on the Quds Day. And secondly, you have to boycott, like you were saying. You have to use other means, you know, non-violent means to say that, yes, how can we make a difference? And I think our younger generation can do that better. They need to realize that this is something they need to take part in, and they should be a part of that movement and support of the oppressed.
Thank you so much. I think that in our discussion, what is very important is to understand that this is a cause that should unite the Muslims beyond any kind of divisions or misunderstanding or trends or currents, Shia and Sunni. This is something which is based on the Islamic principles that we are on the side of the oppressed. We are for the liberation of the first Qibla, the first direction for the Muslims. And then the second point is what you were saying, which is important, is to use it as something which is helping ourselves to remember that we should be involved in the process, not only emotionally, but it means on a practical way, the way we eat, what we eat, the way we speak, to whom we speak, and how we are on the side of the oppressed, and to make it something which is an international cause, because at the end of the day, this Palestinian resistance is something which is not only for Palestine, it's something which is for the world consciousness, and also the commitment for justice and dignity. And the way you were putting it is something which is helping every ordinary Muslim, but not only, by the way, anyone who cares about justice to be involved in the process. Well, that's all we have time for. Please let us know your thoughts and views on any of the shows you have seen, and here is the way to contact us.
Islam in Life welcomes your opinion. So please send us your suggestions as well as criticisms on any of the shows you have seen or would like to see. You can do all this by emailing us at islaminlife@presstv.co.uk. You can also be part of our online platform by joining our Facebook page, Islam in Life, on Press TV, where you can share your thoughts with other Islam in Life fans, engage with debates, and view past shows.
Finally, I would like to thank my guest, Sayyid Ali Raza Rizvi. Thank you so much for your words of wisdom and commitment. And I hope to see you next week, inshallah.